The city of Syracuse will not get back the Inner Harbor land it sold to the real estate development company, CORE. That was the ruling Wednesday from State Supreme Court Justice James Murphy after the city sued CORE for the tax deal it signed with Onondaga County's Industrial Development Agency. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the city's fight is not over yet.
At issue in this case is a pilot agreement CORE made with Onondaga County's Industrial Development Agency worth $44 million in tax breaks. The city says CORE promised they would not seek a pilot agreement with anyone. But CORE's defense lawyer William Buckley says the company never signed any contract that prohibited them from doing so.
If the city had some concern about this, if this was such a major concern, they should have raised it then during that process.
Alleging fraud, the city asked the state Supreme Court to give them back the land they sold to CORE so they could take it to another developer. But state Supreme Court Justice James Murphy said it was too late to return all of the property because some of the Inner Harbor's residential and commercial projects, like the Aloft Hotel, are already well underway. Instead, the city will have a chance to argue its case for monetary damages in January. That doesn't help United Neighbors Director Rich Pachowski, whose organization wants to secure a certain portion of the Inner Harbor Project's jobs for Syracuse City residents.
We're going to continue to battle with this issue and other issues in the community in terms of job opportunities. There's a little glimmer of hope on Monday at 2 o'clock. Hopefully the parties will agree to something.
A conference between the two parties for a potential settlement is scheduled for Monday. In Syracuse, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.